The entr'acte between Acts 2 and 3 is a lovely pastoral interlude that starts with flute accompanied by harp. The curtain opens on our smugglers carefully making their way through the mountains, singing a chorus about the dangerous cliffs they have to negotiate. You can hear in the music what would happen if one of them were to take a false step. By now, José's been with the smugglers for a while, but instead of embracing his new life of freedom, he's mourning his lost honor and wishing his mother could be proud of him. Carmen is over him, and she tells him he should go back to his mother. But he's not over Carmen. He makes veiled threats, but they don't work on her. She tells him he can kill her if he wants. It wouldn't matter. After all, fate is the master of everything. Carmen's girlfriends, Frasquita and Mercedes, read their futures with tarot cards. One of them is going to marry a young man with no money, but who she's madly in love with. The other is going to marry a rich old man who dies right away and leaves her a fortune. They're both ecstatic. Carmen decides to do her own tarot, and in sharp contrast to her friends' readings and to their music, her cards show death every time, first for her, then for Don José. Listen first how she deals her cards out one at a time, and the orchestra lets you know exactly when she slaps each one down, and that the news is not good. It's the fate motif. Then she sings a dark, dark aria. No matter how you shuffle and cut the cards, fate never changes. The smugglers are ready to make their move. The plan is for the women to keep the customs officials busy while the men get their goods over the pass. In a mischievous ensemble with chorus that's reminiscent of the smugglers' chorus of Act II, the women agree that it's a foolproof strategy. Those customs men don't stand a chance. Everyone leaves but Don José, who's been assigned to stay behind and guard the camp. But for the next few minutes, he's off the scene, presumably positioning himself on higher ground. Once the coast is clear, Micaela, Don José's poor, abandoned fiancée, appears. She's come to confront Carmen and rescue Don José. She's terrified, but she's also incredibly brave and determined. And she sings a plaintive aria that perfectly captures every aspect of her nature. The first part is like her earlier music, gentle, sweet, and timid. It starts with a gorgeous French horn introduction. But in the second section, she shows some serious resolve and courage that we didn't know she had. She's determined. Micaela can steal the show with that aria. Be prepared for a gunshot next. Don José takes a pot shot at a stranger who's headed towards the camp. Micaela hides and watches as Escamillo, the bullfighter, appears. He's got a bullet hole in his hat. Don José returns to camp to confront him with his rifle still smoking. When Escamillo introduces himself, José loosens up and welcomes him. But things don't stay relaxed for long. Escamillo starts bragging about how he's come because he's in love with Carmen, and he's heard she's through with her current lover. As you can imagine, Don José does not gracefully bow out. And before you know it, the two men are in a full-blown knife fight. They also manage to sing a pretty good duet at the same time. The smugglers return just in the nick of time, and Carmen herself saves Escamillo's life. Escamillo is unfazed, and he invites everyone to come to his next bullfight. Then he makes a very cool and leisurely exit with strains of his Toreador song from Act II playing in the orchestra. Then someone discovers Micaela in her hiding place. She begs Don José to come home with her. His mother misses him and wants him back. Bizet gives her the same music, the mother theme, as she sang in Act I when she first spoke to José about his mother. Carmen tells José to go ahead and leave, but he won't let go of her, even if it kills him. But then Micaela plays her trump card. Don José's mother is dying. That cuts him right to the soul, and you know it because Bizet gives him a high B-flat. Now he's going, but as he leaves, he snarls ominously at Carmen that they'll meet again. Right after he says it, you'll hear the fate motif blast out of the woodwinds and the horns twice in a row. Bizet is telling us in no uncertain terms that what José is saying is true. The next time they meet is when he murders her. After Don José and Micaela are gone, the sound of Escamillo singing his trademark Toreador song is heard in the distance. Carmen rushes off to catch up with him. And that's the end of Act 3.